Rashi quotes the famous Chazal that we learn now from the juxtaposition of the psukim of the verses that Binyan HaMikdash, Binyan HaMishkan is next to the mitzvah of Shabbos. What do we learn out from the halacha that Binyan HaMikdash is next to the halacha of Shabbos? So Chazal tell us, we see from here, that Binyan HaMikdash is not Docha Shabbos. And even though it's important as building the Mishkan is, when it came to Shabbos, they had to stop building. So that's the famous Chazal. So we know the Mishkan has the status of what we'll call the different levels of Kedusha. So there's Kedusha's Hamakom. Something has sanctity because of where it is. So the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, the Beis HaKnesses, that's Kedusha's Hamakom. So we see in the Mikdash has a certain level of sanctity, and we talk about sanctity, there's different levels, there's Tashmishi Kedusha, there's Tashmishi Mitzvah, etc. So the different laws of that, but the Kedusha's Mishkan has Kedusha, and there's another type of Kedusha, there's Kedusha's Hazman, that Shabbos, Yontif, all those have Kedusha, the time itself has Kedusha. Like when Shabbos has a, when Shabbos comes, it brings us a level of Kedusha. When Yontif comes, etc., Yom Kippur. So it's a concept of Kedusha's Man, and it's a concept of Kedusha's Hamakom. So, and we believe strongly in both of them. What happens if there's a conflict between the two? If there's a conflict between Kedusha's Hamakom and Kedusha's Man, so we see Kedusha's Man wins. What do we mean Kedusha's Man wins? As we pointed out, from the juxtaposition of the psukim, we learn now, Binyan HaMishkan, Binyan HaMikdash, Eino Docha Shabbos. Does not Docha Shabbos. So we see the Kedusha's HaMikdash is based on a Kedusha's Hamakom. Kedusha's Shabbos is based on a Kedusha's Hazman. So we must be that Kedusha's Man is greater than Kedusha's Hamakom because you can't build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. So we see how important, so we all know how important Shabbos is, Yontif, etc. So in fact, Rav Shimon Menashe points out that we learn out from in Parashas Kisisa, but the Gemara in Yuma learns out Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, that when one's life is in danger, it even supersedes the Shabbos. So the Gemara has different drushes. One is from Rav Elezer, that if when Uvayom Hashmini Yimo Basara Lasso, when Mila's on day 8, we see it's Docha Shabbos. So if a Tikkun Aver Echad, it's Docha Shabbos. So how much more so Tikkun Kologov? Shmuel says, V'chai Behem, Elosha Yamas Behem, but the famous drush of Rav Shimon ben Menasseh is David Shamru B'nei Yisrael Asa Shabbos, Asa Asa Shabbos, V'odorosam B'ris Olam. So the Gemara has a drusha. Better to keep one Shabbos, better to be Shomer Shabbos, or better, I should say, better to violate one Shabbos, you should keep any more. If someone's life is in danger, you got to call a doctor, you got to go to the hospital. So we say, Mutav Sheyichal Shabbos Achas, Sheyishma Shabbos Usarbe. You could violate Shabbos now in order to do a bit to keep many more. So we see from here that there's even a third level of, it's called Kedushas Haguf. Jews, human beings. We have a Kedushas Haguf. So we see when there's a conflict between Kedushas Haguf, life, and even Kedushas Man, so we see Kedushas Haguf wins. That one is obligated to save one's life. So comes along the Chasam Sofer, and he connects the dots for us. He says, we see how holy every Yid is, every Jew is, because we know that when the building of the Mishkan is so important, the Mishkan, and yet, when it comes to Shabbos, we say, no Chilul Shabbos. One is not allowed to build the Mishkan, even though it's so holy, the Mishkan, the Mikdash, nevertheless, Shabbos is even holier. So we see Shabbos is holier than the Mishkan. And we see from Shamu Ben Yisrael's Shabbos or other sources, we see that a Jew is more important than Shabbos. If the choice is violation of Shabbos, if it's violation of the Mishkan, building the Mishkan, versus Shabbos, we see don't build the Mishkan. But it's violation of Shabbos versus human life, versus Jewish life, we see, of course, human life takes precedence. So the Chasam Sofer says, look, every Jew is holier than the Mishkan. The Mishkan is not Doche Shabbos, but every Yid's life is. And that's the lesson that we shouldn't forget, that we get quite a lot of times in other holy articles, Tefillin, Sefer Torah, Mezuzah, Mishkan, and we lose sight of the holiness of a human being. Like, not the same, but a similar idea we find in the Gemara Makkos. That's how the foolish people who used to stand up for a Sefer Torah, but they didn't stand up for Talmidei Chachamim. And we learn now, the Torah says, Abar Yakeno, and we say 39, or the 40 Malach, 39 Malachas. So, the same idea is that people tend to make the mistake that the Sefer Torah is the holiest thing, yet it's not true that the human beings, the Kavod HaTorah is even greater. So that's what we learned out here. That not only do we have to be meticulous in terms of giving Kedusha Samakom to treating our Beis HaKinesis properly, and not only do we have to be meticulous in taking care of Shabbos and observing the Shabbos, but we have to realize a turning inward of an Adam Ha'atzim, we have to realize how much Kedusha we all have. And it's even greater than the Mishkan. That's the Pshat of the Chasam Sofer, how holy every Jew is. Every Jew is holier than the Mishkan itself.